Next up in Apple News, let's dive into the latest updates, including Netflix's departure from older Apple TVs, iPhone 16 Pro and Max leaks, Apple Watch's new diabetes monitoring feature, Apple Weather app outage, and significant security, software, developer, and market advancements, along with enticing deals on Apple products and upcoming WWDC 2024 innovations. Next up in Apple News, let's dive into the latest updates. Major updates and features. Netflix departure. Netflix is preparing to leave older Apple TV models, effective July 31st. This move will significantly impact users still using legacy Apple TV platforms. iPhone 16 Pro and Max leaked. Leaks suggest the iPhone 16 Pro and Max will be larger and heavier than their predecessors, possibly featuring the thinnest borders ever seen on a smartphone, hinting at significant design changes. Apple Watch and Dexcom G7 integration. The Apple Watch now directly pairs with Dexcom G7 for diabetes monitoring, eliminating the need for a nearby phone and simplifying real-time diabetes management. Apple Weather app outage. There's been an outage in the Apple Weather app since 11 a.m. PT, affecting users dependent on the app for timely weather updates. Security and software enhancements. Screen time bug fix. Apple is addressing a screen time bug that previously allowed users to circumvent content restrictions, enhancing digital security and control. iPhone security updates. Apple has committed to providing security updates for the iPhone 15 Pro Max for at least 5 years, starting from September 2023, reinforcing their dedication to device security and longevity. Developer and user experience enhancements, WWDC 2024 anticipation. At WWDC 2024, significant AI upgrades and software updates are expected, with Apple poised to make a substantial impact. Apple has released a new set of retro-themed animated stickers for its developer app, adding a touch of fun to developer communications. Deals and discounts. MAM3 discount. Amazon is offering $100 off the 13-inch MacBook Air M3, making it a tempting offer for those in need of a new laptop. Apple Studio Display deal. Amazon is also offering a $300 discount on the Apple Studio Display, now priced at $1,299.99. Bargains on Apple products. This month presents opportunities to discover the best iPhone deals from major retailers and carriers, with discounts on both the latest models and older versions. Technology integration and innovation. Thread Radio in Macs and iPads. Apple has quietly integrated Thread Radio into recent Macs and iPads, enhancing smart home capabilities. AirPods cases with screens. Excitement is building over the possibility of screens being introduced on AirPods cases, promising enhanced functionality and interactivity. Market and comparative analysis, wearable market leadership. Despite a downturn in sales, Apple continues to lead in the wearables market through sustained innovation. Stock Pixel Android versus Apple iOS. Comparative evaluations focus on ease of use and customization preferences between Stock Pixel Android and Apple iOS. Regulatory and legal matters. Has AirTag misuse incident. A concerning incident has emerged where a member of a Russian smuggling network used AirTags to stalk an ex-wife, highlighting potential misuse of tracking technology. Guidance and resources. Choosing the perfect Apple Watch. Guidance is now available to help choose an Apple Watch that suits various budgets and health and fitness needs as we move into 2024. Stay tuned for more updates as we approach WWDC 2024, where Apple is set to reveal further advancements and innovations. Investigation in Turkey. Apple is under investigation in Turkey for allegedly limiting payment system options, raising questions about competitive practices. Next up in Google News, we have a lot of exciting updates and developments to cover. Let's dive right into the highlights. 1. Google Maps updates and issues. Some Android Auto users are experiencing crashes with the latest Google Maps beta update. Google Maps is transitioning to store timeline data locally on users' phones to enhance privacy, requiring users to download their data by December 1st to avoid losing it. 2. Privacy and security enhancements. Google's commitment to privacy is clear with its new policy paper on AI development and efforts to enhance privacy in Google Maps and other services. a new feature in Google Messages will allow U.S. Android users to text 911 with added capabilities like precise location sharing, partnering with RapidSOS. Three significant departures. Google's chief privacy officer, Keith Enright, is leaving the company after 13 years. There is currently no replacement planned. 4. New features and acquisitions. Google Sheets now offers conditional notifications for better task management. Google has acquired Camayo to stream legacy apps on Chromebooks, challenging VDI market leaders like Citrix and Omnissa. The company is releasing new weather icons globally and launching powerful AI-enhanced note apps in Germany as part of Project Tailwind. Pixel and Android updates. Google Pixel 8 and Pixel 8 Pro come with enticing deals, including significant discounts and free Pixel 7a with charger offers. The June Pixel feature drop introduces new features across Pixel phones, watches, and tablets, including an upgrade to the Gemini Nano AI model on Pixel 8 and 8a. 6. Legal challenges. Google is facing a £13.6 billion advertising lawsuit in the UK and is being scrutinized in a US antitrust trial. The company has settled part of its antitrust case by avoiding a jury trial, agreeing to a $2.3 million settlement. 7. Innovation in AI and machine learning. Google is showcasing its AI advancements with Notebook LM, powered by Gemini 1.5 Pro for improved fact-checking and context awareness. TensorFlow and other AI models are being integrated into practical guides to help developers leverage pre-trained models and build sophisticated applications. 8. Product announcements. Google Pixel watches may receive significant upgrades with future releases, as hinted in leaked renders. The company has introduced anti-theft features being tested in Brazil and continues to refine features like the Magic Editor and Hum to Search. 9. Emphasis on user experience. Google's focus on user experience is evident through its new design practices, including plastic-free packaging goals for future Pixel products by 2025. Google is also updating its repair policy to be more accommodating of unauthorized parts. Number 10, enhancements in Google Workspace and other services. Overall, it's a dynamic time for Google with significant advancements, policy shifts, and ongoing challenges. Stay tuned for more updates as these developments continue to unfold. Updates are rolling out for Google Workspace and services like Google Meet, reflecting Google's dedication to enhancing productivity and security for users. In Microsoft news, several notable developments are making headlines. First, the company has made substantial updates to the Windows 11 Photos app, introducing new features that could, however, lead to longer load times for users. Simultaneously, Microsoft is under scrutiny by U.S. regulators investigating potential antitrust violations involving collaborations with OpenAI and NVIDIA. Windows 11 Pro is currently on sale at an attractive price of $25. Marking a significant promotion. At the same time, Microsoft's AI assistant Copilot continues to enhance productivity, and developer tools received a boost with updates to the MS Test framework, now including WinUI support and enhancements for .NET code analyzers. Legal challenges have arisen, with the New York Times filing a lawsuit against Microsoft and OpenAI, highlighting critical pending motions to dismiss. In more positive AI news, Microsoft's AI is now capable of predicting global air pollution levels, signifying a leap in environmental tech. Gaming enthusiasts have something to look forward to with a potential Starfield announcement at the upcoming Xbox Game Showcase. Furthermore, Microsoft is expanding its data center region in Qatar to better support AI developments for local organizations. For new product managers in the tech landscape, Microsoft has shared tips on training machine learning models using Azure ML Designer, showcasing their commitment to making advanced technology accessible. Despite facing criticism about AI and media partnerships with Saudi Arabia, the company remains proactive, offering guides on setting up Visual Studio Code for Python development to enhance productivity. Interestingly, Microsoft is keeping Windows 10 relevant by adding new features via the beta channel, even as they phase out the NTLM security protocol due to vulnerabilities. On the security front, the company is addressing concerns over personal data privacy with its Windows recall tool. Despite some backlash against this feature due to security vulnerabilities, Microsoft remains committed to tightening security. as evidenced by more stringent default settings for certain features and the introduction of automatic super resolution for better gaming performance on Copilot Plus PCs. Additional security updates and innovative hardware solutions, including a diskless Xbox Series X, demonstrate Microsoft's efforts to maintain a cutting-edge product line while addressing critical feedback. These developments range from improvements in web development tools to the introduction of new Xbox models, reflecting the company's multifaceted approach to technological evolution. Significant investments, such as the $100 million funding for AI startup TouchCast, further underscore Microsoft's commitment to innovation. We'll continue to monitor these stories and provide you with the latest updates as they evolve. Stay tuned for more insights into Microsoft's expanding influence in technology, AI, security, and beyond. Next up in Medium News, we have a diverse array of articles and updates showcasing groundbreaking advancements and essential resources in AI, machine learning, and customer service domains. Customer service helplines. For assistance with Gold Pocket Loan App, users can contact their customer care at 8080900255 or 87070949999. Additional support contacts are available for loan apps like Grow Cash Loan App, Candy Cash Loan App, and AML Rupee Loan App. Support is also provided for MB Fund, Cash Assist Loan App, Pocket Rupee Ledger Loan App, and Mint Loan. Other notable mentions include support numbers for Sampa Cash Loan App, ShiningStarsStore.com, and Transactory Technologies PLIN. AI and machine learning advances. Discover how quantization enables large neural networks to operate efficiently on small hardware. Dive into a sparse distributed memory implementation and learn about few-shot classification in machine learning for 2024. Articles cover topics like natural language processing NLP, techniques from bag of words to TF-IDF, building AI apps for age predictions, and core concepts in machine learning. Explore discussions on MLOps, generative AI, neural networks for name generation, and applying convolutional neural networks, CNNs, for product enhancement. Stay informed with Medium articles on GPT and other large language models, NVIDIA stock surge, and AI models in oncology. Productivity and technical guides. Learn how to utilize AI for personalized location-based mobile app experiences and get tips for non-technical product managers on incorporating machine learning. Explore advanced machine learning techniques like the Ablowitz LATIC model, Kolmogorov-Arnold Networks, CANs, and Augmented Hierarchical Graph Neural Networks. Check out guides on building customer support chatbots using the ChatGPT API, training linear models with scikit-learn, and optimal model selection for BTC-USD price prediction. Articles delve into Python tips for beginners, writing memory-safe JIT compilers, and leveraging rosup.io for product requirement documents. Cultural and engagement insights. Medium features intriguing content such as phone number listings in various regions of Iran and articles about aunties and uncles' phone numbers in different cities. The platform situates technology within cultural contexts, exploring the impact of AI on writing creativity and the advent of brain-computer interfaces. Miscellaneous highlights. Erudite examinations of blockchain technology, fundamental application architecture for product managers, and ergonomic enhancements via AI in furniture design. Investigate diffusion models in image synthesis, meta-learning for uplift models, and the use of Seq2Seq models for text summarization. Stay tuned for more fascinating topics and explore the realization of AI's potential across various industries and applications, right here on Medium. Gain insights into digital rights in the realm of Adobe and the democratization of education through technology. Next up in Reddit News, here's a roundup of some of the intriguing topics and pressing issues being discussed on the platform. Technology and development. Website development woes. Users seek help for mysterious faint lines in SVG images, with the community trying to pinpoint the source. Optimizing development on SSDs. Developers discuss optimizing workflows focused on random read-write and IOPS for handling large node modules directories. Email best practices. Tips are shared for creating new Proton email accounts for a smooth setup. API call organization. Migrating from Blazor to Next.js, users share methods for efficient API call organization. Security concerns. Urgent advice is sought for preventing DDoS attacks after an IP address compromise. Alarms ring for a user worried about a scammer with access to their phone number and IP address. React innovations. Enthusiasm builds for the upcoming React 19 hooks and smoother hover effects for menu icons. Vintage tech. Fun discussions about a house still using a working rotary phone. JavaScript dropdown refresh. Help needed to refresh select tags in JavaScript after adding dropdown options. Education and work. Classic reads and comfort. Discussions focus on rediscovering classic books and ensuring neck pain relief during late night reading. Separating personal and academic life. Students and remote workers share tips for keeping college work off personal PCs. Tech career pathways. Debates occur over the necessity of a CS degree for aspiring freelancers post-high school. Internet and networking. Connecting social media accounts. Advice on linking social media accounts for better visibility and cross-platform engagement. Reddit homepage enhancements. Crowdsourced ideas to make Reddit homepages more engaging. Wi-Fi concerns. Discussions about mysterious Wi-Fi drops, potentially linked to family iPhone screen surveillance. Wi-Fi code requests. Users request Wi-Fi hacking code solutions. Antenna placement debate. Comparing magnet-based antenna placements on rooftops versus car hoods. Security and privacy. CTF challenge. Community helps with capture the flag TF challenges. Wi-Fi password cracking. Exploring methods to hack Wi-Fi passwords using Kali Linux. 2FA app migration. Users encounter hurdles switching from Authy due to lack of easy export options. Wi-Fi cracking in low light. Concerns about Wi-Fi hacking in low light areas. Privacy apps, alternatives to DuckDuckGo's tracking protection are discussed. Social media and content creation. Tech tips for YouTube. A guide for using browser console scripts to seek forward in videos garners attention. Email verification workarounds. Using separate emails or aliases for verification when physical keys or apps are unavailable. Hobbies and interests. Storybook's UI capabilities explored for interactive story generation. Network traffic viewing. Users inquire about viewing websites and network traffic captured by Wireshark. CSS innovations. Talks about async handling in CSS and creating smooth hover effects. Miscellaneous. Shift schedule solutions. Cafeteria workers seek advice on obtaining their shift schedules more efficiently. Safety measures. Advice sought after discovering personal info leaked. Exciting finds. User Chris Nettle shares a fascinating discovery. Rate-limited services bypass. Tips for bypassing sites with time-limited services are shared. Font face issues. Help needed for implementing custom fonts in CSS. Stay tuned for more updates. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to catch our next technology episode next week. Stay curious and see you soon.